Let's switch over to the other issue that you alluded to, which is the hormonal therapy and the fact that now we're seeing a shift in the selection of hormonal therapy, mainly in postmenopausal patients. Can you sort of describe where we are with that right now?
Where we are is really at a transition point that's going to make it more and more clear that aromatase inhibitors are the way to go. The reason why we're at a transition point is that up until this time, we've just had improvements in disease-free survival. And now individual trials and meta-analyses of trials are showing that this is converting into overall survival benefit. So I think that's going to convince skeptics, whatever the downsides, and I think that there are actually less downsides to aromatase inhibitors than tamoxifen, whatever the downsides are of aromatase inhibitors, if they confer a survival benefit, most of us would be absolutely convinced. And in fact, I think that for the most part, the convincing has already occurred. This is just a follow-on thing that strengthens that. The major guideline agencies in the U.S. now basically say in their guidelines that adjuvant therapy for postmenopausal ER-positive women should include an aromatase inhibitor. It doesn't actually say a point that we're still waiting for clinical trial results, and that is it best to start with an aromatase inhibitor and to give 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, or is it best to, say, start with tamoxifen and then switch to an aromatase inhibitor? There are lots of open questions, by the way. It could be there's a trial that's going to address maybe you should start with an aromatase inhibitor and switch to tamoxifen. The other question I think that occurs to all of us is the follow-on question to the one that we faced 10 years ago with tamoxifen, which was, well, if 5 years is good, maybe 10 years is better. And we don't have any data yet about that, but there are ongoing clinical trials looking at what to do after 5 years of hormonal therapy that includes an aromatase inhibitor. Should you continue the aromatase inhibitor long term?